Hi, this is Gary Floyd with a book review for Grow a Healthy Church. Today, I'll be reviewing Designed to Lead, The Church and Leadership Development by Eric Geiger and Kevin Peck. This is a great book because it's a hybrid. It's not just a theology book and it's not just a practical manual of leadership. It is a combination of both. The first half of the book is deeply rooted in theology, the theology of leadership. So if you've ever wrestled or had somebody question the spirituality of leadership, the first half of this book is going to speak to that. And if you're just looking for a system, tools on how do I develop leaders, the second half of that book is going to be extremely practical for you. The reason that Eric Geiger and Kevin Peck wrote the book is that they believe that the church is designed by God to create leaders in all spheres of life. So they believe that the church is the locus, the center of leadership development. And among other things, they quote research by the authors of the Leadership Code that through qualitative research and interviews with well-respected leaders, that research found that 60 to 70% of all leadership is applicable to any domain or context. So when we produce leaders, 60 to 7% of what they do, the leadership skills and qualities, character that they have, will transfer over to any field. And then that 30 to 40% is specific to the field that they're in. But because leadership is so transferable in such a wide range, the church ought to be developing those leaders for the future and for the society. When we develop a leader, we're not just looking at developing a leader for the church. We're helping people lead in their family. We're helping people lead in their business, lead in government, lead in community. And so the church ought to be the leadership development institution in our society. They write that the full extent of discipleship is the development of disciples who are able to lead and develop others, not merely people who gather together for worship once a week. And so their view of discipleship includes leadership, that leadership is discipleship, that you're helping people develop in their relationship with the Lord and the abilities and talents they have by helping them become a better leader. And then the basis of the book is that for leaders to be developed consistently and intentionally, churches must possess conviction, culture, and constructs. And those are the three main sections of the book: conviction, culture, and constructs. The conviction, the theological conviction that the church is called to make leaders. The culture must be healthy so that healthy leaders can be developed. And then the constructs, the systems, the methods, the ways, the tools, the pathways for leaders to be developed. They write that constructs without conviction equals apathy. Constructs without culture equals exhaustion. Conviction without constructs equals frustration. So they're going to give great insights on how do you develop that conviction, how do you develop the culture, how do you develop the constructs. And really, the second half of the book is the best part to me because it begins to describe a leadership pathway and a leadership pipeline. And so they will begin to describe and detail how at every level of your church, for every leader, you can develop a pipeline of this is how we move people through leadership development. So there's a constant supply of leaders being developed. And also a leadership pathway of these are the specific, catered to that individual steps that they need to take to develop their leadership. I love this quote that they have. A leadership pipeline, for example, shows people we value leadership development so much that we have a plan to make it happen. A lot of times the church is guilty of saying we value leadership or anything else, but not really having a tangible plan or method or system on how we go about doing that. This book certainly will help you develop your conviction for leadership, to help you to see how a culture must be developed for leaders to develop, and then some practical ways on how you develop those leaders and keep that process ongoing, reproducing leader after leader. Well, hey, I'd love to hear your thoughts on the book. So give me an email at pastorgaryfloyd@gmail.com. And remember, leaders are readers.